Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GPC Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Hello and welcome. It is the Retirement Navigator. I'm John Stillman alongside the boys from GPC Financial Services. That's Bruce Gray, the founder, and Ted Porter, the vice president. Gentlemen, what's happening?
How you doing, Johnny?
Doing great. Good to talk with you. Bruce, how are you?
I'm sitting up and eating solid food, brother, so it's all good.
Once again, our standards for you are very low, so that's all we ask out of you. Sit up and eat solid food. That's how we know it's going to be a good show.
I see the food he's eating, though, John. It's really good.
Yeah.
Would you speak to my wife about these lower standards?
Get you a doctor's note. Look, you need to not expect too much from Bruce, okay? He spends most of his day sitting up and eating solid food. So in the evenings, you just need to go easy on him.
She'll say, how much did you pay that doctor to get this note done?
Yeah, it's like Donald Trump's doctor.
Oh my goodness.
Bruce is the healthiest person ever to be on the radio, unequivocally, we can say.
Well, that, you chase that many girls, you got to be pretty healthy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You better not tell Terry that there, Bruce.
Oh, no, not me, Trump.
Oh, I see.
No, not me.
I just want to make sure it's clarifying that, buddy. You're a married man.
Oh, I'm clean, brother.
I know you are.
If I wasn't, I'd get cleaned at the divorce court, so you got to be
sure,
good.
Me too.
Well, before this show gets entirely too off the rails, let me introduce today's topics. And by the way, if you'd like to set up a time to sit down with Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC Financial, as you can tell, it's going to be a lot of fun when you come in and talk to them, okay? There's not a lot of boring visits that happen at GPC Financial. The number to call if you'd like to set that up is 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Leave your name and information there. Bruce or Ted or somebody from the team will call you back and either answer your question or set up a time to sit down face to face if that's what you'd like to do. 855-677-4040. We're going to have a little fun on today's show. Not that we don't always, but we're going to especially have some fun today by talking about movie villains and how some famous movie villains would relate to financial planning. So, you know, obviously in the movies, the villains are pretty easy to identify, right? Because usually the clothes they're wearing or how hideous they look or the fact that they have flying monkeys around doing their bidding for them. In the financial world, though, some of those villains might not always be so easy to identify. So we're going to pick out some well-known, iconic villains from the movies, and then we'll talk about how you might see those villains in your financial life. And we'll start, Ted, with Darth Vader. Explain how and where we might see Darth Vader. I guess, first of all, what's notable about Lord Vader? And then where might we see him in the financial world?
Oh, boy. Well, that's where I grew up with Star Wars, too, man. I remember that. Now it seems like it, when you review those programs or those movies today, they almost look like they're, you know, not keeping up with the technology that is allowed or that you see in the movies today. So it's kind of fun. But you know, I think it was about the force, you know, and we see a lot of forces that are working both for or against us or can be both good or bad, and just depending really, John and Bruce, on how you use them. So let me give you a couple of examples maybe. Rising interest rates as one. I mean, good if your money's in the bank, bad, very bad if you're holding a lot of your retirement money in these long term or medium range bonds as well, or bond funds. You know, you have to have inflation. So, I mean, that would be one area that you need protection because inflation is coming. So I think another one that comes to mind is what we call dollar cost averaging. It's terrific if you're putting your money into a volatile place like the market, and hopefully you can afford that risk. The market goes up, the market goes down. you can buy more stock and you can take advantage of growth. But if you need that money to live on and it's a volatile situation, that can be a problem for you. I think another one might be the housing crisis. You know, it's good if you are buying foreclosed property, bad if you're over-leveraged in those properties and other properties, investments that you might be owned. So we saw the greatest foreclosure record in our financial history because of a housing bubble and the leveraging that was going on in the banking industry. And that literally bankrupted a lot of people and institutions. So, I mean, Darth Vader, hopefully that whole concept is the force be with you, folks. Beware that both can work for you or against you, and you just want to be aware of what that is.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and maybe instead of the conversation being about Darth Vader himself, maybe it really is more about the Force, because that's exactly what you're saying. The Force can be used for good or for evil in Star Wars, right? Darth versus Luke Skywalker. But that makes a lot of sense, right? In the financial world, Bruce, there's an equal and opposite. I can't remember which Newton's law of motion it is, but for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Kind of the same way in the financial world, right?
That was his 53rd rule.
His 53rd? Right.
Yeah.
Wow, he's had a lot more rules than I realized. But
Newton had a lot of rules.
Same thing in the financial world, though, right? I mean, nothing is inherently good or bad when it happens. It's just how does it affect you and your portfolio?
Well, actually, exactly. Rising interest rates can be bad or it can be good, depending upon where you are. It's bad if you're in a fixed interest rate and interest rates start rising. Like, I think a guy by the name of Buffett, you may have heard of him, said that the worst thing
Jimmy,
you could
Margaritaville buy, is what you're talking about there.
That's what I was thinking.
I think you've been drinking too many of those Margaritavilles. But he said that that bonds are the most dangerous thing you can buy today. Well, it makes sense, folks. I mean, if you buy a 10-year bond at the 0 point nothing they're paying today, you know, I'm being facetious, but they're paying very little. And then interest rates start rising as they have to. We're going to see some people holding bonds that are going to be crying the blues, because every percent that the interest rates rise, that's a percentage or more that your bonds are dropping in value. Because you can't sell a low interest rate bond in a higher interest rate market without giving a discount to it. So that's something that I've repeatedly warned clients and prospective clients about. I'll see people come in that maybe own a bond portfolio of mutual funds that are set up by previous brokers or previous financial advisors, and it just puts me into a catatonic stage, because here you got somebody that's paying interest rate or getting interest rates based upon a fund instead of just owning a bond. And that really gets ugly, because mutual funds have very high fees. When you take away the fees, there's not going to be anything left after you deduct the amount of fees from the bond interest that you're getting today. So that's something we have to be very careful about. Dollar cost averaging, certainly it's a good thing to buy on dollar cost averaging at the appropriate time, but it's also one of the worst things that can happen to you when you're selling at the wrong time. So as you know, John and Ted, you guys have been hanging around here for a long time. These things can be positive for you or they can be negative for you. I really think that that's an advisor's job. When people come in and ask me, and I ask them, what is on your mind? They say, I want to make all the money I can. That, to me, is a worrisome signal, because it's obvious that this person is chasing gains, but they don't understand the perils that are involved with it and many of the things we've talked about here in this Star Wars analogy.
Well, Ted, I think the dangerous thing here is just using the bonds as an example. So many people think, well, you know, I've gotten older, so I've moved from stocks to bonds. I've made my portfolio safer and more conservative, but as you guys have just explained, it's not quite that simple, which really underscores why people need to come sit down with you and get a review of their portfolio.
Well, and that's one of the joys, quite frankly, that we experience with our KSFO listening audience. John, Bruce and I enjoy so much. They pick up the phone and they call us. They're concerned folks. They understand that we're heading into, and we've been in rough, volatile waters, so they want to be sure they're stabilized. People are living well into their 80s and 90s, as an example, from all the longevity tables, and so therefore their money has to last longer. So we offer this complimentary service specifically to our radio listening audience as a way to give back. And they come in, pick up the phone, folks, call us. We have an 800 number. We respond. Bruce and I call back directly, make sure that we're answering questions. You come in for a safe environment where you can bring all of your tax material. You can bring in your investment statements. You can bring your policies, whatever it is that you're concerned about, and we'll take a look at it. We do a cost analysis, a risk analysis. We take a look at maybe you're paying too much in income taxes. We're not tax trust advisors, but we know enough about that, and we have that relationship should you need it. And, we just feel that if anybody comes in and takes the time to visit with us, we're always going to give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. And our goal at GPC Financial is to take the fear and the guesswork out of financial planning. So for all of our listeners who pick up the phone in the next 15 minutes, we're offering you this complimentary, no obligation review where you have a chance to meet with us, talk to us about what's on your heart, what your concerns are, get a second set of eyes on your situation. And we're really looking forward to visiting with each of you folks.
855-677-4040 is the number to call, 855-677-4040, if you'd like to come in for that complimentary review of your portfolio. No cost, no obligation. Just call in, leave your information there on the recorded line. Let Bruce or Ted reach back out to you and find a time to sit down face-to-face, put all your puzzle pieces out there on the table and work together to put together a nice, pretty picture for your retirement. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. This is The Retirement Navigator. We'll talk more about this idea of movie villains and where we might see them in the financial world in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Want to find out more about Bruce Gray and his financial and retirement philosophies? Then pick up a copy of his latest book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Get great retirement planning tips to make sure you're on track to get to and all the way through retirement. Stop by his office at GPC Financial Services to pick up your copy today or call to set up time for an appointment at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Don't forget the book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? By your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray.
Sure, I did a little online investing in stocks after college, but this is retirement planning. It's an entirely different kind of investing altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of investing.
We're rolling along. This is The Retirement Navigator. Bruce Gray is the founder of GPC Financial Services and the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Ted Porter is the vice president and an all-around swell guy. We're talking about movie villains today, some of our favorite movie villains and where you might see them in the financial world. We just talked about Darth Vader, which really led us to a discussion of the Force and the fact that the Force can be used for good or for evil. You just have to be sure that you have it doing the right thing for you. Well, same thing with your portfolio. There are things that can happen in the economy that aren't necessarily good or bad. It's all how you use those particular forces in your portfolio. The next villain we'll talk about here, Ted, is Kaiser Soze.
Usual
suspects for those who have seen it. Most would agree, one of Kevin Spacey's best roles. But let's talk about Kaiser Soze. What was notable about him, and where might we see him in the financial world?
Oh, well, people really didn't know whether or not he didn't even exist or whether he existed or not, and I think one of the phrases in that movie was something like the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that he didn't exist.
Yep, well, exactly. Kaiser Soze was so evil that people thought he was actually a legend. There were stories about him, and nobody knew if the stories were true or not. Is he a real guy? So, yeah, that was exactly the quote. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that he didn't exist.
A couple things come to mind on this. In my opinion, one of the greatest misrepresentations that folks coming close to retirement and really needing to focus on the management of their portfolios are hearing is the phrase that are told by advisors, "Oh, don't worry about it, George. It's only a loss on paper." Yeah, you tell that to George's sweet wife when she had a stroke in 2008 and they needed that money to pay for the care. And did the advisor make sure that that money got to them for that care? Was that a loss on paper? No, wasn't loss on paper, folks. That's real stuff. It's real money. It hurts when you lose it. And I think the other area is, oh, these funds don't carry a lot of fees in them. And, you know, a lot of what happened between the last debacle we had between 07 and 09 was disclosure, especially around mutual funds and what was actually being charged to the average investor that they weren't even aware of. So, you know, I think one of those, or two of those particular areas come to mind for me, John, when thinking about Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, so that's our Kaiser Soze right there, Bruce. If people weren't sure whether or not Kaiser Soze existed or if he was a legend, well, same thing with a lot of the costs in your portfolio. The Wall Street world has convinced you that those costs aren't there, that they don't exist. But in reality, they can be quite damaging.
Well, Edward Jones is convinced, because I looked at their end-of-year statement last year, and 27% of their profits came from fees off of mutual funds that people oftentimes don't even know about. So that's a some spicy amito bottle when you think about it. And by the way, we were talking in the earlier segment, and I remembered that one of my longer-tenured clients and a very well-to-do man today, he's talking to me one time, and he said, "Bruce, my son wanted to know, well, Dad, how do you know this guy's not the next Bernie Madoff?" Well, I said, "Tell your son I'm not in jail."
Good
let's start with that one. You know, actually, Bernie Madoff didn't put people into investments, folks, so there's the real answer to it. He held the money himself, which is a no-no. And he's got a no-go now because he's making license plates. These are the issues that are facing people, folks, as they don't know that many investments have embedded fees, and embedded fees are not your friends. According to Forbes magazine, those embedded fees amount to 3.17% in mutual funds. So that's what you're losing. So just think about it, folks. If the market goes up 5%, they get 3.17, you get 1.83, I guess it would be. Hey, is that a good deal or what? I mean, they've made twice what you've made, and it's your money. So that's what you've got to look for. You've got to look for embedded fees, and you have to look for people who truly have the focus on your wants, your needs, and your concerns. Now, I will tell you with all uncertainty that a financial advisor who's an independent person doesn't have anybody holding their purse strings. Well, of course, I'm married, so that may not count, though. What I'm saying to you is we don't have companies who we're beholding to. We're beholding to the client, first time, last time, and every time. And that's why I chose this venue for us many, many years ago, because it's the client that I'm serving, and that's the person that I care about. And, you know, I really don't care that 27% of our profits could come from embedded mutual fund fees or any of that malarkey. I care about the client. You know, guess what, John, and Ted knows, of course, because he and I have been together for many, many, 20, how many years, Ted, 21?
Going on 26, buddy.
26 feels like 46.
I haven't worn him out yet. But he understands that, and he's understood it from day one. You take care of the client, and the client will take care of you. And you do that by, I look at every investment that I recommend to any client as if it were my dollars that were on the line here. And what would I do? You know, that old thing, what would Jesus do that he was going around years ago? That's not a bad question, really, when you think about it. If you do the right thing, everything will work out just as it should.
Well, and Bruce, let's give folks the opportunity once again to come in and sit down with you, because, you know, here we are talking about hidden fees and the fact that Wall Street has convinced you that those hidden fees aren't there when in reality they are. Well, that fee analysis is, I know, part of what you do for a lot of folks who come in, where you're trying to get to the bottom of exactly what their portfolio is costing them. What exactly happens when folks come in to see you, Bruce?
Well, we sit down, have a cup of tea, and first of all, we don't do anything, John. We simply listen. If you go into a doctor's office, my friend, and he looks at you and he says, "Oh, I know what's the matter with you. Take these three pills and call me in 2 weeks. Get the heck out of there real quick." Unless you've got something that has spots all over your face. But other than that, you need to clear the area. And it's the same with the financial advisor. Where does it hurt? What do you want to achieve? What are your concerns? What wakes you up in the middle of the night? That's what it looks like, John. It's not about GPC. It's not about Bruce Gray or Ted Porter. It's about the person who comes through that door, because they have something that brought them through that door, and I want to know what it is, because that's the issue that they had some angst over, if you will, or some concerns about, and that's what we do for a client. It may be I'm going to outlive my money because I'm afraid that I'm going to live longer in these days. You know, it used to be we hoped we lived longer, and now people are afraid to live longer because they're not sure that the shekels will be there in the bank to take care of them. Well, that's something that we have to address when we talk to a client. So it's, what is your concern? What is your desire? What are you unsure about? Maybe, you know, and oftentimes, John and Ted, as you know, there has been a lack of transparency from their advisor or their stockbroker, and they feel it, but they're not sure of where it is. Well, let's take a look. We can certainly find it if it's there, and if it's not there, I'd be glad to tell you. I'm not anti-stockbroker. I'm not anti-financial advisor. I'm anti-doing the wrong thing. Let's do the right thing first time, last time, and every time. And the right thing is to take care of the client and to give he or she advice that fits their particular situation. And you know what? At the end of the day, I sleep real well, because that's a formula that works for both of us.
So if you'd like to come in and get that advice from Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC, here's the number to call, 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Call in, leave your name, number. Best time to call you back there on the recorded line, Bruce or Ted, or somebody will reach out to you later and find a time to sit down, take you through that process, and give you that second opinion. Or maybe in your case, it's a first opinion on your portfolio. Maybe you've never even gotten that far. A lot of people have done a good job of saving and accumulating money over the years, but never really have done any actual planning and giving any mission statements, any direction to those dollars. And that's what this is all about. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. This is the Retirement Navigator. We're talking about famous movie villains today and where we see them represented in the financial world. We talked about Kaiser Soze from The Usual Suspects. We talked about Darth Vader, of course, from Star Wars. In just a moment, we'll talk about the Wicked Witch of the West. Where do we see her in your portfolio? That's coming up on the Retirement Navigator.
More and more Americans must now depend on personal savings to last them and their loved ones through retirement. Trying to save and build a financial foundation to support yourself for the rest of your life can seem like a big challenge, but there is help available by calling Bruce Gray and his team at GPC Financial Services. Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Forget about arguing over directions.
Oh, please, come on.
We go through this every single night.
Keep listening to your Retirement Navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter.
All right, as we continue here on the Retirement Navigator, of course, Bruce Gray is the founder of GPC Financial. Ted Porter is the vice president. You can get in touch if you'd like to set up a time to sit down with them face to face. Simply call 855-677-4040. Guys, let's continue this conversation about movie villains, where we see some famous movie villains in our portfolio. We talked about Darth Vader. We talked about Kaiser Soze. How about the Wicked Witch of the West? Ted, where might we see her in our portfolio?
Oh, Lord. Boy, that girl had issues, huh?
Yeah.
And warts, too.
You know? Well, you know, come on. She was fixated, right? Gotta have the slippers. And it ended up being the destruction of her, you know, the little gal from Kansas, man, you know. Didn't even mean to hurt her, but guess what happened? So, you know, greed will do that to a person, even a witch. And, you know, I think that Bruce would agree with this. We see people come in also that are very fixated on one particular issue. You know, could be maximizing returns or minimizing their taxes or how am I going to pay the lowest fees? I've heard of all this stuff as we've talked about. And you know, all of these are very important, but they should be included in an overall retirement strategy and not so much focused in just one particular area. So, you know, don't get too obsessed with ruby slippers, if you will, and to make that analogy.
That's a great analogy. And, Bruce, we see that a lot, right? People get too fixated on one thing and not a holistic plan. Not that any of those one things by themselves are bad. It's just you can't focus on only one thing.
No, but sometimes we throw out the baby with the wash, is the old saying, because we're focused on one entity. And you're quite right. It's amazing when you find somebody that's so singularly focused on one thing that they can't hear the noise around them. And, you know, again, let's be frank, guys. Part of what we do is a counselor, not an emotional counselor. We don't want to hear about bad marriages or that type of thing, but we're a financial counselor. And oftentimes people are bothered by things that they may not even have wrapped their own arms around because they haven't thought about it enough to think it through clearly, or they maybe didn't want to even admit that that was a concern to them. But we have plenty of reasons to be concerned today. Will your money last as long as you do? Are you carrying too much risk? Because let's face it, kids, the market has been quite volatile in the last 10 years or so. Things really started going goofy back in 2000 and 2002, and we have seen some escalator rides in the market since that time. It's fine when you're going up, not so fine when you're going down. And that's exactly where we find ourselves today. One wise man said the only thing permanent about life is change, and that's exactly right. So we have to be prepared for change. Can we predict the future? No, we can't, but we can look at the past and learn from it and find the things that have become a concern to our clients and to us, and talk about how do we prepare for those things. Preparation, you know, when you look at Warren Buffett, and his name's often thrown around, but you really have to appreciate the guy, because Warren is not an esoteric pie in the sky, shoot the moon type of guy. He looks at the basics. And when the basics are in line and everything works for him and or the people who invest with him, then he pulls the trigger. He goes ahead. And that's really what you need to do, folks. We need to look at all the issues, see that we have our stars aligned, if you will, and then proceed, albeit with some caution. Listen, anybody who tells you that they could have predicted what was going to happen in our United States from the year 2000 right up till today is probably not a truthful person. By the way, it's interesting. If you go back to the year of 2000, John and Ted, I don't know if you both have done it lately, but the S&P has averaged less than 3% a year. So it's a whole different game out there today, folks, and you got to know how to read the tea leaves so that you stay above the board and everything works in the ways that you had planned when you started this journey.
So that's the Wicked Witch of the West. Look out for her in the financial world. All right, guys, one more movie villain that we'll pull out here. Ivan Drago. Remember him? The Russian in Rocky IV?
Oh, sure.
Dolph Lundgren played
one nasty-looking guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Probably one of my favorite movie villains. I love a cold-hearted machine of a man like that. Interestingly, Dolph Lundgren is actually Scandinavian, but playing the Russian in the movie.
Yep.
So
a big Scandinavian.
Yeah, no kidding. Ted, where do we see the Russian in the financial world?
Well, this guy was a physically huge, non-compassionate machine, like you said. I think one of the His attitude was, you know, if he kills Apollo, he kills him. He doesn't care. He just
if he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Right. So, you know, we see the troubling thing in this industry these days, and we've seen it for a number of years, actually. Are they, these big brokerage firms and huge financial planning companies that that just kind of have a cookie cutter type approach and to investing and to don't really design plans for people. And when we sit down with people, we want to know by digging down deep in a positive way what their wants and needs and concerns and their dreams are for retirement. So each person we feel has their own retirement fingerprint, their own DNA, Bruce calls it, and they deserve a customized type plan as opposed to just the big companies that aren't really able to get invested in the details of the lives of these people and the things that are most important to you. So kind of non-caring, systematic, whatever happens, happens, knock out and move on is how I relate Ivan Drago to the financial world, John.
Yep. You certainly want to be sure that you're dealing with somebody who can see the details of your situation, Bruce, and work together with you to put together a plan that works for you, not just some big machine that's going to spit out a plan, whether it works for you or not.
Well, that only works when we're a little bit nosy. We ask questions. I mean, again, if you go into a physician that doesn't ask questions, you better get out of there because you may not be in the right spot. It's the same with an advisor. We ask questions, not how much money do you have and where is it now, but what are your fears? What are your thoughts? What are your concerns? Sometimes you know people are in a place where they think they're well off and they may or may not be. That's always been very interesting to me. And so then you have to be a bit of a psychologist and approach things a little more tactfully because they need to understand the issues that you understand. It's like you hear a little tick, tick, tick in your car and you don't think anything's wrong with it. And then you go to an auto mechanic. He says, well, you do have something wrong with it. You've got a cracked piston or the rod is bad or whatever it might be that you, and you thought, well, it's got a little tick, but it's running pretty good. And that oftentimes is a financial plan. And in this day and hour, it's running all right and we're doing okay. But then when the shoe drops, if you will, when the market reverses in its direction, and it does every 5 years on average, it'll go up. Every other 5 years, it would go down if our federal government had left it to itself. And by the way, folks, the manipulating of our interest rate has made the situation more dangerous today than it would have been if we would just let the market attend to its own devices and act normally. In a normal market, it will go up and down. What happens when the government manipulates interest rates is it delays those ups and downs and makes it more volatile by making that balloon much, much fuller of air. And when it breaks, the consequences are stronger. You need to be prepared for these things, folks. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm just a man who's old enough to know that my dollars have to last to the end of my days, just like you. Many of the things that I advise my clients to take a look at are things that I've looked at personally and have done for my own portfolio. I've got a wife that has given me the very best that she has, and when I'm in the happy hunting ground, I want to make certain if she has to get married again, that's okay, but I don't want her to have to take first guy that comes along. I want her to have choices, and money gives us choices. Security gives us choices. So you have the choice, folks. You could simply pick up your telephone, give us a call, and we'll sit down with you and talk about anything you care to talk about, as long as it's legal, by the way. But we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about and answer any questions that are pertinent to your situation. We're more than happy to do that. We think that that's the right way to approach financial planning, and that's what we do each and every time, is try to approach it in the very best way. So give us a call. We'd be more than happy to spend some time with you and answer any questions that you might have.
That number is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come sit down with Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC Financial. This is your chance to get a second opinion. Maybe you've had a financial plan put together for you and you're just not sure if it's accurate or if it's actually realistic. come get that second opinion. It could be that you just have an account with money in it and no actual plan, and you're hoping, boy, I hope I can take enough money out of this every month in retirement to pay the bills, but not so much that I run out at the end of my life. Well, you need to do some planning. So not even a second opinion for you. It's a first opinion if that's your situation. But no cost or obligation to come sit down with the team. Again, 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come on the program today. Stay tuned.
Remember that scene from Airplane where the stewardess tells the passengers,
"By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?"
Well, it's certainly funny because it's in the movies, but what you may not realize is that people are doing almost the exact same thing with their retirement plans each and every day. You may have no experience building a retirement plan or properly allocating your funds, yet you decide to give it a shot yourself. When in reality, your reaction to not having a professional navigate your retirement should sound like those passengers from the movie. So make sure you have Bruce Gray, the retirement navigator, directing your flight through retirement.
Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
This is the Retirement Navigator, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter. Join us here, and if you'd like to get in touch with them to set up a time to sit down face-to-face and look at the specifics of your retirement plan, you can set that up by simply calling 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. If you have a question that you'd like to get answered on the show, just head over to the website. We'll answer as many as we have time for on the program. Just head over to seniorchamps.com. That's seniorchamps.com. Let us know what's on your mind, and we'll answer whatever we can get to. And guys, let's start today with Rocky, who's in Palo Alto. Rocky says, "I need about $5,000 a month to live on in retirement, and my Social Security and my pension will total about $5,300 a month. Does this mean I'll be able to leave my entire 401k behind to my son? What do you think?" That sounds a little too simplistic, guys.
Well, you know, I think Bruce would agree. We need to know a whole bunch more about what the rest of your retirement assets look like, Rocky M., and what kind of retirement plan do you have in place to manage the ups and downs of this market, which is going to be volatile? It is. And how are you set up for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years? Because you're living longer. I love that you have a pension in place and along with your Social Security income to rely upon. That's great. I'm assuming that your monthly expenses, though, are under control with positive cash flow at the end of each month. So having said that, you know, you have to focus on the fact that we're going to see inflation and higher taxes a real possibility in our futures. And you'll just, you know, need to be sure that the income that you have will keep up with those rising costs along with the inflation and the higher taxes. And also, we want to be sure that you have your medical costs provided for in case there's an unexpected illness that you haven't taken into account. And we would also want to review your 401k account, which will tell me that you're probably still working. If you haven't already rolled that over to a self-directed IRA, or you know, you're still contributing to that, we'd want to kind of look how that looks like for you. And we're going to want to review the fees, the charges, the current level of risk, and make sure you're comfortable. Are you even aware of what you're holding in your entire your retirement investment program? So what kind of fees might you be facing in that situation? So pick up the phone and give us a call, Rocky. This is exactly the type of thing that Bruce and I go over when we meet with our folks.
He has more pizzazz than I do. I would have said, no, Rocky, that's not what it means, because your 401k, you must take required minimum distributions out of. At age 70 and a half, pal, you're going to take them whether you want to take them or not, or whether you need them. So that's something you need to remember.
Cutting to the chase. Well, at the end of the day, the answer is that no, it's not so simple as those income streams are going to take care of you for the rest of your life. If only it were that easy, Rocky. Although then we probably wouldn't need to bother to have a radio show if retirement planning was that simple. Again, if you'd like to get some help, if you'd like to get that lifetime income plan in place for yourself, the number to call is 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. How about Charlotte? Charlotte's in Danville and says, I've tried not to think about the fact that I'm going to have to take money out of my IRAs when I'm 70 and a half because it annoys me they can force me to take money out of my own accounts. Well, Bruce, this is exactly what you're talking about, those RMDs. But now Charlotte says, it's only a year away when I turn 70 and a half, so I guess I need to start planning. How much am I going to have to take out?
Well, as much as you want, as long as it's at least 3.65% in your first year. By the way, Charlotte, that goes up every year. You know, John and Ted, I've often thought that the government did this backwards. Go figure. They never do anything.
That better. Doesn't sound like them.
Well, I mean, think about it. At age 70, you're going to be a lot more vital, statistically, than you're going to be at age 85, as an example. What the statistics tell us, my friends, is that when people retire in the first 3 to 5 years, they do their bucket list, if you will, or the things that they've been planning to do at retirement. And then they sit down and start contemplating what the heck they're going to do with the rest of their life. And oftentimes, by the way, depression will sink in because they haven't planned for a life that extends on past that bucket list. Well, here's my point. If indeed you do all of your bucket list in the first, say, 3 to 5 years of retirement, then that's the time where you've needed more money and you've taken it out. But what happens is you have to take out a larger amount out of your retirement account each year as you get older. And so the government really, in fact, in my way of thinking, and they don't really care what I think, but in my way of thinking, they've done it wrong. You need more money when you're more active. When you're 85 and you're watching your hummingbird feeder through the picture window, that might be a different scenario. And you 85-year-olds who are vital, please forgive me. But that's typically what we see is people, as they get older, settle in a bit more, and they don't need as much money. Probably if their house weren't paid off when they retired, it may be paid off now. Any one of a number of things. So I've always thought, John and Ted, that the government does this backwards.
Well, so that's the answer to your question, though, Charlotte. You need to be thinking about, what'd you say, Bruce? 3.65% is the withdrawal in the first year?
At age 70 and a half, yes.
Yeah, and then it gets more and more each year moving forward. I guess if the account is dwindling in balance, that higher percentage might equate to about the same dollar amount that you're taking out each year. But what if the account's growing and the percentage you have to take out is growing?
Well, and if it's dwindling in value, John, you should have listened to the Retirement Navigator and gotten a new advisor a long time ago because yeah. That should not happen. Listen, are you going to go up to Lake Tahoe or to Las Vegas and bet the rights to your Social Security check on a Black 16 or whatever it is? I mean, that's crazy. You need to have an investment advisor that shows you how to make certain that you have income that will last no matter how long you live and no matter what the circumstances. I think that's hugely important.
All right, let's take one final question. And by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with the team at GPC, if you'd like to have that plan set up for you, no time like the present. The hardest part for most people is making the phone call. After that, pretty painless process to be sure that you're on the right track for retirement. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. We'll finish up here with Woody, who's in San Rafael. Woody says, I have a stockbroker that I've worked with for 30 years, long before I even moved here. I like him very much, and I think he does a great job, but I really have no way of knowing. How can I grade his performance? What do you think, Ted?
Well, first of all, thanks, Woody, for chiming in. And you know, the fact that you've been with this person for 30 years tells me something about you. It tells me that you're loyal. And you must have a terrific relationship with this advisor. And truly, Bruce and I hope you've done well over the years in that relationship. But I think the way that you grade a relationship is how you're set up for retirement. And, you know, do you have a written retirement plan that gives you the roadmap that you're going to need to manage the next 30, 40 years, as an example? Because once again, we're living longer. Retirement planning, Woody, is so much more than how many stocks and bonds you're holding in your nest egg account. So you must be fully prepared with liquidity accounts and income accounts, and you must be managing your risk in your market accounts. You got to be paying attention to your medical and long-term care risk in your situation. You got to be aware of what life insurance planning might look like for you, so your legacy plan will be designed in the most tax-advantaged basis to help you take advantage of the ways to save taxes, as an example, because a 401k or an IRA can be a tax bomb for your family. And these are just a few of the vital areas that Bruce and I focus on when we're working with folks so that they're confident about their future and have what Bruce has coined the words sleep insurance in place for their peace of mind. So that's the type of situation, once again, Woody, that we open up and we have these discussions for our people to come in for a visit.
And Ted, when people come to see you, let's take some of the mystery out of it. What exactly happens? What's that whole process look like?
Well, we feel that one of the terrific services that Bruce and I give for our treasured listening audience at KSFO, that we know they're incredibly bright, they're concerned, they're involved. That's why they're listening to these programs and getting the education that they want. In most cases, to have a second opinion, sometimes a third opinion, sometimes a first opinion about where they're at, because they know the world is volatile, it's changing, and we've seen this, and they've been through market crashes over the last 16.9 years that in a lot of cases have upset the vision that they had, folks. So pick up the phone and call us. And we're going to sit down with you in a safe and honest environment. We're going to let you come in and bring in all your account statements and tax returns and policy statements, whatever it is that you want some clarity for. And we're going to sit down in an open conversation. We're going to ask you questions that are going to give us an idea where your hearts are and what you're trying to accomplish and where it hurts, where it feels good. We're not going to try to fix something that isn't broken. We're going to give you our stamp of our approval if we see you're in good shape, or we're going to open up some ideas for you that perhaps you're not looking at. That's our job as fiduciaries. So pick up the phone and call us. Bruce and I are committed to always giving you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. And we're going to take the fear and the guesswork, we call it, out of financial planning. You shouldn't be in that situation. So for all of our callers who call us in the next 15 minutes, we're offering you this no obligation, no cost financial review as our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give to invest in our people first. So pick up the phone, folks. That's the first step. Set your appointment. We'll return the calls. Make sure that you come in for a safe place, and we'll, as Bruce said, have a cup of tea, some cookies together, and talk about what's on your heart.
Again, 855-677-4040 is the number to call if you'd like to sit down with Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC. 855-677-4040. You'll leave with a copy of Bruce's book, is your IRA and IOU to the IRS, but perhaps more importantly, you'll leave armed with that knowledge of what's going on with your money. What are some things that you needed to be thinking about that you haven't thought about before? Well, they can point those out to you. And then how can you alleviate the fear of running out of money? That's the biggest issue for a lot of people. Time and time again, we see these surveys about retirement planning. What are the things that most people are concerned about? Well, it's outliving those paychecks is the biggest concern for most. So this is your chance to come in, get that second opinion or first opinion, if that's really what it is in your case. 855-677-4040. Is the number to call, 855-677-4040. Lots of fun today. We talked about the movie villains and where we see those movie villains in the financial world, from Darth Vader to the Wicked Witch of the West to Drago, the Russian from Rocky IV. Answered some of your questions. And guys, always a pleasure. Good talking with you.
You too, John. And once again, we are very appreciative of your work with the team. Putting together these educational programs that we enjoy sharing with our folks.
Bruce, we're leaving you in charge here, so don't let me down.
Well, if I can ever get you up, I won't let you down, brother.
Yeah, that's good. Keep expectations low.
Keep looking up.
Yep. One more time, if you'd like to get in touch with the team, 855-677-4040. Leave your information there. We'll reach back out to you and find a time to sit down face-to-face. 855-677-4040, and we'll talk with you next week right here, same time, same place, on The Retirement Navigator.
If
information heard on the Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. GPC Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.